If you're still waiting for a sign, here's another one. At California Psychics, we reject 98% of the psychics who apply to work for us. So we only connect you with the best. That's how we can guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And right now, new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. If that's not a sign, I don't know what is. Dramatic sound effect incoming. Experience the joy of certainty at californiapsychics.com.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Why do we do this if we know it's not good for us? I want you to call in. I want you to text. Why do we keep doing things when we know it's not good for us? I came up with this topic. I was listening to the Adam and Jordana show. And at about 10:17 or so, the Adam part of the Adam and Jordana show, person I care for immensely, when David, a part of Quick Takes, mentioned nicotine pouches.
Mm-hmm.
And even Dave had a story today about nicotine pouches. Or did I just see it on my own, just how commonplace they are? And you admitted what? Go ahead and explain what you admitted.
I'm on them.
And I'm mad about it.
All right.
I'm mad because I care for you so much. I love you. And I know we've talked a number of times how you smoked. And eventually you realized, I can't keep doing this.
Yep.
And addictions, and that's what a lot of this is.
Yep.
Not always, because we can give other topics where we can debate whether it's an addiction or not, because sometimes people can be too dismissive of something when it can be an addiction, or others can use it as a cop-out.
Yeah.
But I know this. Quitting cigarettes, it's legitimately difficult for a lot of people. Some just stop, boom, they're okay.
And can I say that? It wasn't really difficult for me to quit smoking.
Well, you and another friend of mine in radio was talking right now on another radio station right now. Common told me the same thing. He's like, just one day, I just stopped, and I was working with him, and he just stopped.
Yeah.
And I know so many other people who've tried to stop, can't. Okay, so you know it's not good for you. You started off just one time where a buddy of yours
Buddy had them, yeah. You know, having a beer, like, I'll try one. Yeah.
Right, and you didn't like the first one, right?
It was too much nicotine. So they have various levels of nicotine.
Okay.
And I'm on the lowest amount of nicotine you can take.
So did you end up going, after that time with your friend, did you go to the store and look for them?
I don't know if it was immediate, but I think I just one time at a gas station too, and then hey, there's the ones that you had. Well, yeah, I'll get a pack of those.
And were you thinking of the longer term implications of this, or were you saying, God, that was good. I enjoy it. I enjoy enjoyment, and so this felt good to me.
Honestly, it wasn't even that much thought to it. It was
just
like, like you hear people who have smoked for years, gave it up, and then one day they're at a gas station just like, yeah, give me a pack of cigarettes.
Mm-hmm.
I've heard that before.
How long ago was it?
Never. Like,
how long ago did you start?
6 months, maybe.
You've been doing this for 6 months?
Yeah.
Wow. When did Jen find out?
Pretty early on.
Pretty early.
Yeah.
What was her reaction?
Why? What, are you an idiot?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's what I'm saying. You
too,
right
I
now.
Know.
Yeah. And have you, since you started in the last 6 months, have you tried to stop?
Oh, yeah. There's been days. I've gone a couple days.
Couple days.
Yep. And not like a conscious effort to, okay, I am done, boom.
Right. Do you think this will be as easy as the cigarettes were in quitting, at least for you? Not for everybody, but for you.
I do, because there have been, like, there was a time when I started vaping, and I was vaping. And I, after a while, yeah. I just stopped doing it.
Okay.
It's just like, yeah.
So why haven't you stopped?
I don't know.
You know it's not good for you.
I don't know how bad it is for me.
You want to chime in on that comment? That's, I mean, if they
came out today, though, and said, my God, these nicotine patches are horrible for you.
Pouches, right?
Pouches.
Yeah.
I would stop immediately.
So you just need science to tell you this is not good for you. Because, can we just provide that right now to some level? The nicotine pouches are not good for you. You're 50.
Yeah.
You have a lot of great things in your life. Mm-hmm. This
tremendous life.
Yes.
So why can't I have a vice?
But a vice is one thing. A vice that hurts your health is another thing. So, okay, why do we all do it? Like, Dave sees it all the time. I drink pop, and I should not. There's nothing decent, redeeming about it at all. But my father, in just parental unawareness, couldn't cook, couldn't boil water. When I would go with him, when I was living with my mother, honestly, I'm not exaggerating at all, he would get me like a 12 or a 24 pack of Pepsi and white bread, and this is on my children's lives. Here you go. Here's Pepsi
and bread
and white bread. Now, he also had Betty, who lived with him for a while, not relationship, but helped clean a little bit, and she had a falling out with the family. And so she would cook occasional things, Stouffer's.
Yeah.
You know, so
sure.
The food experience was not good. But that play, I know better. Shouldn't do it. Let's say somebody with a relationship that has ended, and that relationship stays in your head, and you don't cut that off, or a job which physically maybe not good for you, emotionally is not good for you, and you keep doing it. There are a lot of things in life, and I'm not saying we should all look for just perfection and everything has to be just flawless in our personal life and our professional life and our food, and we exercise just the right amount. But we all do this to some level.
Mm-hmm.
Why do we consume? Why do we search for things or participate in things that we know either in the short run or the long run are not good for us, but we can't stop?
Yeah. Well, that's the difference, too. It's one thing to know that in the long term something is bad for you, but I brought up the fact, too, that, like, I know if I eat a sub sandwich, I'm going to feel like crap.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's the gluten, the bread, whatever it is.
Yep.
But even knowing that, I still, every once in a while, crave that sub, and I'm going to get a sub. And
do you think that's an addiction or that's just enjoyment?
I think that's enjoyment.
I do, too. Dave, what about this topic? Addiction versus enjoyment. Because, okay, let's just use the Tiger example. When Tiger got caught, when he had one of the most bizarre, uncomfortable press conferences ever, and he was talking about a sex addiction. And I think it's legit. I've heard stories about people where I know it's true. I mean, a friend of mine told me about somebody who was literally masturbating about 100 times a day. Honestly. And that's an addiction.
Yeah.
Tiger, as much as I've thoroughly enjoyed Tiger in my life, for somebody who loves golf, and nobody's played better than him, I didn't buy it at the end because guess what? The addiction ended Sunday, and he was on the practice range Monday at Augusta.
Yeah, right.
That coincidence just threw it out the window for me right there.
You trade one addiction for the other.
Yeah. It just happened to work out that his sex addiction ended right there.
Good timing.
For his other vice. Addiction, enjoyment, and why we keep doing these things which are not good for us.
I don't think enjoyment is necessarily important for every addiction. I think it's more comfort.
I think they're separate things.
Yeah, but
right?
I just mean comfort in knowing what you're doing, knowing what's going to happen. You know, you can be comfortable in a bad relationship mm-hmm. because it's familiar.
Yeah.
You know, in a job that you don't love or for whatever, you know, whatever situation. You can just, I think you often do it because, well, this is what I do.
Fear of the other side. Like a relationship, just to use that because that's a great example. Too many people stay in something that, let's use the buzzword now, toxic. Toxic. And other friends here might say, what are you doing? Why? And you may not have a great example. They may not see some of the happiness that you have. And some of it is what happens when I'm not in this relationship,
right? Mm-hmm.
Right? What happens when I don't do something else that's bringing me the enjoyment? And some of it, too, is I know better. You might think this is a problem for me. I got it.
Mm-hmm.
Not as much mind your business, but I have this under control when sometimes we don't have it under control, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. All right, let's pause here, and I'd love feedback.
Can I make a correction, by the way? Because my wife is text. She says I've been on these nicotine patches for well over a year, that my memory was not correct.
Okay, well, now we know what's doing to you. I mean, it also caused you to buy that ugly shirt.
No, I've had this shirt long before the nicotine.
Look at that shirt. Jeez, look at that shirt. I mean,
not a good shirt.
Look at that.
Not a great shirt. Seriously, Unreal is a good company. I suggested during the first part of Dumber that they have a test one.
It was a prototype.
That didn't work, and he went to the not prototype place.
You buy that shirt, you get a free bowl of soup, right?
Honestly. Why did Adam buy that shirt? Is he addicted to bad clothing?
Addicted to bad fashion.
There's no way your wife likes that shirt. No chance. Your wife is a sharp dress person. No way. She's just telling you that. And even if she texts you right now, I like that shirt. Deep down in her soul, she does not believe that. Why do we keep making these decisions which are not good for us? We know it, but we don't stop. 651-461-9226.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
State Fair Grandstand acts. We're playing their music today.
That's 100% correct.
Well done.
We finally completed the puzzle.
I thought it was Heat songs because that's
why I started with this one. Threw you off the scent.
Yeah. Kind of strange. You just was here.
Coming back. Can't get enough of us.
Right. Okay. So the Twins Friday, they play the Pirates, and it's Paul Skeens, right? And Joe Ryan.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's Nelly. It's the Twins and Pirates, right? Not exactly. We're going to get right back to the why do we keep doing this stuff? And they had 40,000. What's our guess? What percentage of that audience was there for Nelly?
50%.
50%. Dave?
42%.
So if it's Skeens, not Skeens and Ryan, do they still sell it out? No. I wondered how much.
See, I think they do still sell it out.
So in other words,
Skeen, great pitcher, but it's not like it's Roger Clemens versus.
Yeah.
People just wanted to see Olivia Dunn.
And she was there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I think I'm going higher than 50%, honestly. Wow. The Pirates.
Why don't they do a concert every Friday night then?
Concerts
on a Tuesday.
I was going to text a high-level Twim source, la-di-da, good for me, and say, how much?
Harmon Killebrew.
Yeah, Harmon.
Still walking around.
Let's tell that John Williams story. Darren Ask, it's such a great. You know, John is such a nice guy. He's so talented. But every once in a while, John would give you such great material.
Yes.
Fantastic. Man, wouldn't this state be great if we had a great lake?
Yeah, right.
It just would be great if we had a great lake. That's John Williams. So good. All right, on the dopamine situation. And why we do it. Dopamine hits. We're addicted to the pursuit of pleasure because it's so accessible these days. Do we think pleasure is more accessible in 2025 than it was 30 years ago, 1995?
No.
I don't.
Just in different forms.
Yeah, do you?
Yes, I do.
You really do?
Yes, we carry it around in our pocket.
Oh, just because the phone is just right there?
Yes.
But didn't we find other ways to be satisfied in our different
pursuits?
I think you had
to work for it a little bit.
You think we did? It's fair.
I think now every time you think you're bored, even if you're not actually bored, you pull out the phone and...
Somebody wants to know if you enjoy the nicotine pouches. Well, that's got to be yes, right?
For the most part, yeah.
For the most part, you do, and you're doing these things that are not good for you, right. And you still... They're just okay.
No, okay. God, get off of me.
Yeah, no.
Jeez.
Relax, Chad. You're not his dad. No, I...
Dad.
I might be. I wanted to tell you. I was very active as a 10-year-old. You saw that chemistry between you and me.
I know. It's undeniable.
I did go up to his mom and say, when are we going to start dating? She didn't say no.
Oh, boy.
She did not say no. It's like being overweight. I know it's really bad for me, but I can't do what I need to do to lose weight. I was able to quit smoking, but losing weight seems impossible. That's another situation, right? Where, and again, on weight, and there's a really interesting story in Washington Post today, which we might get to on weight. Some people, it's a lot easier than others, right? And there's a lot of generalizing. But for some, it's in their wheelhouse, and they still don't do it. Chad, just imagine the level of intellect and perspective you'd possess if you actually would have been fed properly growing up. Love the show. Oh, my God.
So it's just the white bread and nothing else?
Honestly, my father had no idea what to do a lot of times. Now, when my mother bolted when I was 12, and then he moved in with me because we stayed in the same house, then he branched out a little bit more. But no, I mean, he would have no, you know, I was only with him like, I think a lot of people don't know this because they just associate with us so much. Yeah. But until I was 12, I was probably dealing with him 10, 15%. Mm-hmm. And more often than not, we were at a game. And more often than not, he would take me to places where I shouldn't be. Like when you were talking yesterday about you and Siggy at the game, I so rarely brought my kids to sporting events. So rarely. And that was a reflection of how my father brought me all the time. He would put me in press boxes. Yeah. He would put me in clubhouses. That's why Ricey kind of gives me crap for being... a brat a little bit. I probably was to a certain degree, but I think he assumed that because I was just in those places. Yeah. I never wanted to be there. I was just shrinking, like, get me out of here. And there'd be reporters I would hear would be so mad because my father was just very self-entitled.
Yeah.
And he just thought he could bring his kid there, and I did not want to be there. In my experience, the nicotine pouches are more dangerous than the other products. I chewed tobaccos for years, but never did around the family and work. Nicotine pouches, on the other hand, you can enjoy anytime you want, right?
Yeah.
That's part of the appeal, right? People continue to engage in unhealthy behavior as long as there isn't a major health setback. People smoke until they get cancer, eat sweets until they get diabetes because people always believe they will quit tomorrow or down the road before things get real. There's plenty of truth in that for all of us. In, again, I'm needling you because I care for you so much, but this is not you. It's all of us.
Yeah.
I mean, Dave, do you think there's anybody listening right now can honestly say right now there isn't one thing I'm doing in some aspect of my life where I know it's not the right thing and I shouldn't do it, but I keep doing it?
No, of course not.
Right?
I mean, it's so much easier if we're talking about diet or just not exercising as much as we should. Yeah, it's the easy way to do it.
Well, I mean, think about alcohol and how many people, I mean, there are people that do it, just say, well, you know, I realize it's not a healthy thing to do and I'm just going to give it up. But more often than not, it's people who alcohol suddenly has impacted their life in a permanently changing way. And that's when they say, I can't do it anymore.
Why do people ride motorcycles with no helmets? Way safer with one on. Illegal to ride with no helmets in many states. Again, what we've talked with the three of us all. They say it's I enjoy it.
Mm-hmm.
And they take that risk. Chad, I lost 50 pounds, but just eating ketchup and nothing else. Nah, just kidding. By the way, did your father hate ketchup? I don't remember. My eating habits and my father's eating habits are about the exact opposite. Yeah. We did not eat a lot alike. All right, we got ass next. Should we do all Indonesia since we got this big tariff announcement with Indonesia?
Who knows more about Indonesia than I do?
I don't know a lot about Indonesia, but good. Let's get an agreement. That sounds very nice. Let's go with texts and calls for Ask Adam Anything. How drunk was he when he bought this shirt from Unreal? Was he overdosing on nicotine pouches at the time? No, let's have some fun. I have things written down, but it's more enjoyable when you chime in. Let's get a lot of texts coming in. 651-461-9226.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.